Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo, what up?
Yeah,
doing,
yeah,
man? Live from the fucking Matrix, man. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric. Got my nigga Bombit. We here to motherfucking regulate. You heard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Another week.
Yes, sir. Hour late, but it's all good. It's all well to the good.
No doubt.
Nah, we ain't late. We just, you know, they springing ahead, of course, you know, overseas where they coming from. So, you know, we still on time.
That's what it is, man. But what's good with you guys, man? How y'all week been?
Everything's good, man. You know.
Everything gangster on this side, man, you know. I'm just sick of a lot of bitch-ass shit going on, you know. A lot of niggas telling their stories and all kinds of stories and different stories and shit, but it's only one truth, man, you know. A lot of niggas got their little stories, but it's only one truth, man. And the truth gonna be really told, man, soon, man. That's all I gotta say about that, man. I'm just on the level 10 right now, but... What's good with y'all, man?
Man, you know, just dealing with this, these gas prices, these, you know, food inflation, and, you know, the craziness going on in the world, you know?
Yeah, it seems like Americans is getting hit with the sanctions.
Yeah, we feeling it over here, man.
They put squeeze on America. And you know what's crazy is that they opening everything in the full capacity without mandates, but they like, okay, you want to open things up? We'll have to pay these high gas prices.
Yeah, it's just a lot of bullshit. But, you know, we the people, you know, the taxpayers, the workers, the blue collars, You know, we the ones paying for this shit, you know?
Yeah, man, niggas getting the shitty end of the stick, man. You know, America's gonna have to do something, man, you know? They took the little tax off the gas, a little something, but they got to do some more, man, because it don't make no sense if the people, if we going through, American people going to be feeling it over here, because what the fuck going on over there? I don't know, man. That shit is, he's going to have to reevaluate things.
Yeah, definitely like, are, but, you know.
They sent close to like $6 billion over there for aid.
Well, $14 billion over there they sent. Like we could be using that to open our pipe reserve and you know, have our gas prices low. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you think about, like, what if Trump was still in office? You think we would have these high prices if Trump was still in office? You think Trump would do this to the American people? You know?
Trump, like, don't give a fuck about the American people. Fuck you talking about?
Shit.
Think Trump give a fuck
what
about
you
the
mean?
American
but
people?
He had our... He had our gas prices low. We wasn't paying $5-6 for gas.
Oh, no doubt, because, you know, he a gangster. He a fucking, you know him.
So, you know, so.
He do all the shit that you ain't supposed to do. All the shit that, you know, all kinds of other extra shit.
Yeah, but he obviously, you know, was looking out. You know, he's looking out. You know what I mean? Keeping shit low. Keeping shit affordable, giving the people some money back, you know, like, you know, he was doing what he was doing. Instead, you know, now we playing with, you know, like I was telling you the other day, man, you know, used to be able to buy a family pack of chicken, get that family pack of chicken for like $20. Now you're going to get half that family pack of chicken for $20. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we the people going to be paying for that. We got to eat. We got
to
survive. So we're going to be paying more for less.
And everything going up on utilities, too. And going up on everything because, you know, the rent protection that expired on a lot of states. I mean, they did that months ago, but now it's in certain states now they officially expired. We're just getting thrown out because now they're going back to the whole mantra of business as usual.
You gotta pay to live, right? You gotta pay rent. You can't live nowhere for free. Ain't nobody living nowhere for free. Shit, I pay my rent. Everybody gotta pay rent. You know, that's just life. You ain't gonna be ducking your landlord your whole time.
Landlord is the biggest gangster.
I mean, check it out, man. If you own the property and you rent out your property, and people not paying you, and they have something protecting them, you still got to pay for that property. You still got to pay mortgage on the property. You got to still pay taxes on the property. So you're just supposed to be like, all right, it's cool. You can stay there. You ain't got to pay me. Ain't nobody doing that.
Woman.
Ain't nobody doing that. Y'all got that tax money, y'all got them PPP loans and all that shit, and y'all ducking paying bills?
I think they did something for the owners, too. They did something for the... They got some kind of tax break, or they did something for the owners, man, or the buildings and shit. So,
yeah, I'm sure they got a tax break, but it doesn't make up for... They got a tax break, but it don't make up for what they losing annually.
They got a tax break, and I think they got broke off, too, man. Like, all businesses got broke off, so I'm quite sure landlords got hit off.
Yeah, but they're not getting hit off the amount that they supposed to be receiving if people are paying their bills. They got got a portion. They might have got a portion, but... You know, that portion might just cover their taxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might give them a little relief.
And not to mention to add what y'all guys saying, government now, they trying to put regulation on crypto now because a lot of cats are getting a lot of that bread on the slide. So now they got both eyes on the watch when it comes to people getting that cryptocurrency going. The government trying to regulate that.
Yeah, but we were just talking about this like a couple months ago about, you know, they, if you're making money anywhere and you're making over $600 anywhere,
they on you, yo.
They checking you. You could be a little old lady making, knitting some sweaters for cats, and if you're making over $600, they taxing you.
They on that, yo.
They're trying to recoup all that money that they gave out for the last year and a half from 2020 to 2021. They're trying to get all that money back. You know? Meanwhile, they're giving out $14 billion to Ukraine. Like, I understand they need help over there. I understand that. But, you know, Americans need help here, too. There's homeless people out there. That $14 billion could go into helping the homeless that's here in the States.
Think you can't? Hell yeah.
You know, some single mothers out there that need help. You know, single fathers out there that need help.
These motherfuckers,
that money
could have been.
Nah, they don't. Nope. They don't.
No, but when it comes to war times, they become very bipartisan. They come together quick.
Yeah, but they come together because they going to benefit later on. I'd rather see the National Guard out there building little houses for the homeless and giving them a place to live than, you know, going over and fighting a war for another country. We got our own war.
I mean,
going
on. They got their problems over there, man. Like, they knew that nigga was gonna come back and try to take that shit anyway. You know, Putin just trying to take his block back, man. Everybody there, y'all gonna stop him or he gonna kill everybody over there and take that shit. So what y'all gonna do? What's the end point? What's the bottom line? Either stop him or y'all niggas just get his shit to me. So, the way I see it is, they got to get that shit up or bust they gun at that nigga. And America's scared to bust they gun right now.
They got him in the rock and a hard place.
That's World War III.
It's not even the thing. I don't think it's a thing about being scared. I think it's more like, you know, they want to help, but it's really not our business. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really not our business. Yeah, we the United States. Yeah, we take people that come from different countries here, you know. Yeah, they a small country. Yeah, they getting bullied. But there's only so much you could do from the other side of the world, man. Like, that should be talked out between those two countries. They should be talking it out, you know.
Ain't no talking. Putin just be wowing.
Not, I mean,
it comes a humanitarian issue, you know. Like, how could you claim to be a caring country of democracy and not help us when you see what this nigga doing? You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of foulness going on. I think there was some hidden deals on the tape, hidden deals under the table that a lot of people don't know about. That the United States be doing with these countries, and that's why they questioning them, like, why y'all ain't giving us what we need right now? It's because we don't want that type of funk right now. That nigga got nukes and all that shit.
They ain't trying to give them. They trying to fucking get them to get the no fly zone. And once that pop, that means they got to go at them tanks that's over there. I mean, they got to go at them airplanes that's going over there. And that's going to make a problem. that get them niggas all the guns, all that shit they need, but no air support.
I mean, you know, they really got the short end of the stick over there, Ukraine. But, you know, I don't even know how, you know, that shit got me angry, you know. All this shit don't got nothing to do with us. And we the ones suffering. I mean, we not losing lives, you know. I pray for them families over there, you know. They're being forced out of their country to go into new countries. I understand that, but, you know.
That should be an issue, but these countries be handling within themselves. But you know, America, they have that whole mentality of, you know, be the leader of the free world. They feel they have to pretty much be the forefront of leadership for the world, but y'all ain't showing the example here anyway, because you ain't even take care of your backyard.
It's crazy, man. You got all them other European countries over there. We way over here.
Damn, my bad. I'm back.
I got cut off.
Shit is bananas, man, but we're going to see what the bottom line is, you know. Because shit got to come to some kind of bottom line. We were going to bust the gun.
Oh, they would say
the end
game. Yeah, I'm sure nobody wants to clear funk, because that's going to kill the economy and kill millions. That's what they're really trying to avoid. They might just go ahead and just give him what he want next week. They might just surrender it.
Oh, no, Ukraine ain't giving up nothing. Ukraine ain't giving up a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, Ukraine just wants to be independent. You know, they don't want to have nothing to do with, you know. And that was because, you know, the people before Putin that was in there that granted them that they could leave and build their own little thing. So, you know, but they were still supposed to be under Russian rule, you know, but they want to be their own. That's what I think, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Russian people ain't even feeling what's going on, you know. The Russian people can't even get on Instagram. The Russian people can't even go to McDonald's. You know, they close anything that's American, they shut down. They can't even order from any other country right now, you know? Think about the businesses out there.
Heard about the, you know, they got a little team up in space, right? The Russian and American team up in the space shuttle up there, right? But it's led by the Russian team. But they got an American with them. You know they threatened to leave that nigga up there? They threatened to leave the American nigga up there on the space phone thing up there. We ain't bringing him back down here with us. He's gonna leave that nigga in space.
That's crazy.
That's some total.
He come back like Duck Dodgers.
He better do something, yo. Them niggas, look that shit up, y'all. Seen that shit? I was like, oh, they play the next level game. Them niggas is like, yo, we're going to leave this nigga up there. He up there with us. And they got the WNBA star out there fucked up with them CBD cartridges she got caught with. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bananas, man.
They might keep her there for about 10 years.
That's fucked up. They got to get her out of there.
You know, other countries don't play that shit when it comes to shit like that.
Come on, man. She had to know the rules, man, right? I know. She didn't know that shit.
She could just have that shit for pain, you know? She's an athlete. It's a natural pain reliever.
She could have left that shit right in the hotel, yo. I don't know why she tried to fly with that shit out of Russia.
Yeah, that's her, you know?
You can fly with that shit. I don't know. Can you fly with that shit around in the U.S.?
It depends if you're going somewhere where it's legal. You know?
All right, well, she had legal the CBD, she had the CBD oil or some shit, right? Some capsules or some shit.
It's just a pain reliever. It's a natural pain reliever. I'd rather be taking that than taking Advil or something like that.
We got the motherfucking playoffs. The sports about to be popping soon.
Yeah, LeBron just scored 50 last night on the Wizards. You know, Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets just whooped on the Sixers.
Yeah, this is coming down. That'd be a dope motherfucking Eastern Conference first round.
But you know what's crazy though is how they just you know, on the football side of things, they just go ahead, just took Russell Wilson and just said, "Yo, you going to Denver?"
Oh, they fucked up.
They wake up
in the spot.
Yeah, a whole bunch of trades went on in this this week. A lot of things went down this week in football. You know, gearing up for this 2022 season. A lot of trades was going down.
Yeah, man, niggas have seen how the niggas did it, man. Niggas, a lot of niggas are like giving up them picks and making trades. Like, fuck them picks. Because they see how to do, that coach did it for L.A. Gave them picks up. Get the guys he needed. Now other motherfucking teams is like, you know, you got to start thinking outside the box. Instead of saving on to these picks and thinking about, oh, next year we can do this, get this guy, this young guy, and this picks and shit. Nah, let's get these trades popping now. We're trying to win now. That's what L.A. did, the Rams.
Monster squad now. And we know why we're building on the sports, man. I see how Russell Westbrook, he and his feelings, because they were calling him West Brick.
Oh, that nigga got eat
I
that.
Mean, you know, that's his fault. He's throwing the bricks. They ain't lying.
Yeah, man. He got to eat that.
How you missing, like, simple layups? Like, I seen him go to the basket and miss with no one around him. Like, how you do that? Give me the ball. I'll make that shot. Give me them fucking $40 million that they giving him or however much they giving him. I'll make that shot. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
And I be getting them fight
Stephen
for the rebound, like $40 million a year.
Yo, Westbrook is not the Westbrook of OKC. That's for sure.
Nah, man, he too laid back right now. He like, fuck it, it ain't going in. I ain't stressing it.
Yeah, because he's still getting paid, you know. But I bet you tell him, yo, we gonna cut you like $10 million. I bet you he become MVP.
Nah, see, they're just using the wrong over there. You don't need to be playing with LeBron on the scene. He need to be, like, the leader of his own little squad that comes in, like, when LeBron's on the bench.
What?
Nah,
the
he
second,
take over.
The second,
boom. Nah, he's the focal guy.
The second string?
Because when LeBron's on the court, it's about him. He's number one bound. And what you gonna do? He can't shoot a 3-pointer. What you gonna Westbrook do? Fucking post up with a 3-point? Hell no. He gotta have that rock going to the hole, boom. Then he can create or pass out, boom.
Yeah, but when he was on OKC, he was a problem at the 3-point line. They
yeah,
both
he a problem
were.
Now at the 3-point line. Fucking problem for the team.
But their defense sucks. Their defense is whack.
Hell yeah, nobody played defense on them niggas, man. On the whole team, man. They old, man. You know they got... They gave up a lot of fucking youth. But they got some young niggas on the team, but them niggas just ain't got... You know what I'm saying? The other shit with them, man. Plus, you know, AD's hurt. Too much shit, man. L.A. sucks. And I'm a fucking LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan, man. I'm an L.A. fan, you know. My folks with L.A., them niggas suck right now, kid.
Yeah, LeBron might be.
But you see in baseball, they coming out of the lockout March 18th or something like that when spring season start.
About time them greedy motherfuckers.
They finally agreed to whatever the association was speaking for their players, you know?
Greedy motherfuckers didn't want to get up nothing, man. Yeah, keep up. Word up, man.
Owners being... So was it the owners or was it the players?
Both. Well, you know, the players want more money and the owners don't want to give up more money. Especially for them small town franchises, you know, like I can understand the big cities, Chicago, New York, L.A., Miami, you know, those are the big markets, Houston, those are the big markets. But all everything in between, you know, the markets ain't too big, you know.
What, you crazy? They still filling up them fucking arenas, yo. Them stadiums.
Yeah, they still filling them up.
Even a
but it don't cost... It don't cost to watch a game like it is coming to Yankee Stadium to watch a game. Prices ain't the same like that.
I don't know. Gotta really fucking find out the prices, but I know still 20,000 people could fit in there. And even if your team sucks, at least 15,000 people's coming in anyway. Even the suckiest team, that should still be full of people. So the owners always making money.
Not all the time. Sometimes you be watching them games and you like, damn, ain't nobody there. You know, you might see the people that's behind the plate and be like, oh, they packed in there. But as soon as it hit like right field, left field, you're like, yo, where's everybody at?
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's for sure.
Or what they do with camera angles, they'll angle it a certain way. Angle
make
it
look like it's popping.
Yeah.
Illusion angle.
Yeah, I've watched some of them. I've watched some National League games, and I'm like, yo, where's everybody at? Like, mad empty seats, you know? But then again, it was COVID going around, so, you know, maybe this year that those places will pack out, but, you know, from my history of watching games, you know, I've seen them low areas where the stadium ain't packed like that. You know, it might be a football state. It might be a basketball state, but not everybody's going to see baseball, you know?
Yeah
man.
Rip.
It's crazy.
Rip. Either that or they highlight it a certain way. Television is a trip how they do that, because even in some of the wrestling events, they'll do that. Like, they're not really having a sellout show. They'll just show a certain angle on TV to make it like the crowd capacity is hot. But then the whole back row of the stadium is empty. Marketing is a motherfucker.
Yeah, niggas do that shit to fucking at these clubs, too. Try to make it seem like it's popping. Come here tonight, we're going to be popping down here. Like five people and that shit.
Yeah, you know,
you know that that shit is empty when the camera never leaves the stage. As soon as the camera leaves the stage and you see the whole back area empty and there's like only a few people in the front of the stage, like up close, you know? But, you know, on another note, you know.
Man, Bookman, Big Booger died, man. Bookman died from the good times, man. Word up, man. Rest in peace, Booger. Bookman.
Yeah, rest in peace, Booger. Rest in peace, Tracy Braxton, Tony Braxton's sister.
Word. You know, man. I feel for her.
Rest in peace, Craig Mack. You know, it's been 4 years. He passed away. You know, rest in peace, my man Leroy, Big Leroy, Bronx, Jerome Mav kids, you know. And, you know, the whole tribute that we're doing to Biggie, you know. He passed on March 9th, 1996, 97. Let's give him some music, E.
Rest in peace, KL, passed the same time. I don't like to represent the death times, but you know.
Yeah, we gotta live for them. We gotta live for them, so you know. Every day is for them, you know.
I rep their birthdays, man, not their death days, but everybody do their own thing, man.
Yeah, today would have been my man's birthday, man. He would have been 44 years old, man. You know?
The homie.
So,
we're going to do the right
thing. So we dedicate this. Yeah, street legends, hip-hop legends, R&B legends, R&B sisters, you know. Just got to show everybody love, man. Everybody deserve that.
Hold up, man. Let's get this shit popping on a Saturday night.
About to hit them with some of that machine gun funk. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your rap, but I can't feel that hardcore. I feel that you're screaming, maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some. Yes, you got to feel one, cats, I got to feel some. To let niggas know that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the miracle. Niggas saying Biggie up the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs, I'm on, took the thugs, I'm on with me. Just for niggas acting shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they gotta kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking fuck by the boxes, packing glasses. It's natural to eat your niggas like stock. What the fuck, baby?
Like Ike beat Tina. What's love got to do when I'm ripping all through your whole crew? Strapped like Yo, meet me in West Hollywood. I'll put you on when you get there. It's about to get crazy. I got the word, man. They watching us.
A manhunt is underway tonight.
Gambino family, the largest of them all in this country. The cops and FBI agents are waiting.
The greatest story ever told. I was sitting on the block, sipping on some old gold. He had the streets locked, they were stepping on his toes. He put the gun in his mouth, blew his head on the floor. I was stuck, then I froze, it fucked me up for a minute. I got up, walked off, shit, it ain't my business. Every time I think about it, then the hood is finished. But I gotta get my people out. One track mind, done, I'm on that paper route. I stay home, don't really talk that much. I'm just chasing that dream, watch the kid come up. I love it when the plan comes together. I hold my clique down, doesn't matter the weather. And if we take a loss, then we all die together. I'm a rider, Queensbridge survivor. It was lit, but 12th Street was lava. I made it out the hood, I'm never going back. I made it out the hood, I'm never going back. It's a trap, I seen it since a little kid. You had to live there to understand what it is. I made it out the hood, I'm never going back. I made it out the hood, I'm never going back. It's a trap.
Yo, hey yo fam, where's Sunset Boulevard?
I have this recurring nightmare.
What do you mean?
Mic check 1-2. Real talk. Hey, let the choir do what it do. Let the church speak to him. Shit, let me speak to him. Get up on the altar, man.
Word.
I remember we was on the road on one of them tours, like, hold on. We got the number one album in the country, it's so on. They called us Voltron, where did we go wrong? We supposed to did this music shit for so long. Instead it's so long. The house is vacant, your mouse is making that podcast money, talking foul and flagrant. Right from his couch, I'm hating. Royce Grammy nod came without debating. The allegory's a wild creation. I'm happy you got to smell your flowers, baby. And Crook, shit, Crook still out here being Crook. Got every rapper shook, ain't never used a book for a verse or a hook. House slippers, human, Mona Lisa and Monday. Hard, Gorilla Glue, yo Fred will laugh again one day. Damn, where did time go? Slaughterhouse been apart like nine, yo. You ask why though? I wish I had them answers, I don't. Just know that pig shit'll never resume. Emails, phone calls and Zoom, still not enough to get us all in a room. Roy said he ain't doing the three man without Joe. But Joe said he retired, so how the hell is supposed to go? I looked in the eyes of Crooked Eyes, said one last time, he said let's go. So this one's for the fans and anyone else who wants to know why the best group ever turned out to be one of the best groups that never got back to his son after the shady era. Shit, Paul wasn't on his best behavior, and Joe's comments about M left no revival for major endeavors. So the gang dropped the flag, got off the label, back and forth, drawn out, lawyer to lawyer. But today we're able to say we're free, but we ain't eating at no round table. It's rectangle, me and Crook in a Bojangles. Back to this chicken from rapping incisions, cutting the hardest vocals you can imagine or vision. Man, this half is just different. I hope the other half will listen. Put the business in the back and get back to business.
Might be sacrilegious. I don't wanna go back to business. I don't wanna go back to biz. Back to the back and forth. The last deal I brought, that bag was different. Oh, only thing I heard back was crickets. That was my answer, listen, never did lack persistence. I ain't no mathematician, but I see mad division. Couldn't get past the friction. Once in a bad decision, trying to get back to the mission of actually winning in rap again. Cause all of us had the vision, but that was years ago. This is a new day, the fans deserve flowers. This is a bouquet for wishing the group stay together forever and ever. Fall out like hair, at least we balled out. Like missing a toupee with trips to the UK, yay. To bonding with the group, I became partial. He didn't start the group, he can't end it. Don't blame Marshall. He didn't start the group, he can't end it. Don't blame Paul. And fans been there from the beginning. Can't blame y'all. Let me take some responsibility. I had that Hennessy filling me willingly. Committing penalties mentally. Whenever liquor with enemy. Bringing the silliest energy. Innocent, I can't pretend to be. I just don't fuck with the industry. You lie, you stole and treated me just like an enemy. Now Joel, it's just him and me on our purple tape. Pride made the circle break. Stop letting them fake lies circulate. We too old for that, yeah. Plus we family men. We too real, true for truth. That's the
whenever
bag we in.
Rap about it.
Yeah, Scoop Boy Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix.
nothing but that fly fire all the time. Scooty with y'all niggas.
Yeah. Now, you know, since this is the, you know, 25 years since Big got killed out there, man, I want to ask y'all, man, what was the atmosphere like when y'all heard about that situation that happened? What was the energy in New York at that time like?
I think we got a little audio issue right now. I hear a lot of crying.
I mean, the atmosphere in New York, they were just, you know, at that time, I was just a listener. You know, that's 97. So you was all hearing, like, you know, fuck the West Coast and all of that was going on.
I mean, shit was, you know, shit was lit, man. It's like niggas wanted to get back, man. Niggas wanted to get at niggas. It was real. Niggas really wanted some get back, and it wasn't even that serious, but it just got pushed to that point, like, you know. The media made that shit worse than what it was. And then it spilled out to the ignorance of the streets. And shit really was crazy, man. A lot of animosity back then, yo.
Different. Confrontational was different, too. Like, you didn't have a lot of... The only media you really had was just... Rap City, you had magazines, and
when the
maybe
Vibe put fucking the Vibe, man, started that shit. The Vibe magazine had Puffy and fucking Biggie on there, and talking about the East versus West. The Biggie and Puffy on the cover. Like,
I remember that,
nigga. Trying to get niggas tight.
Yeah, the East versus West. You know, Suge Knight on the Source magazine, I mean on the Source Awards, you know, like, it was definitely
wow, shit,
both coasts was on their toes, you know.
So we're glad,
yeah,
that
you
shit
know,
was,
you know, a lot of New York,
that whole shit could have been solved within just a 2-minute conversation, but you know, at that time It wasn't really a lot of good communication. And, you know, on top of that, you couldn't tell nobody nothing when they was going platinum and they big stars at that time. So nobody was really going to turn their ego down to really chat.
Nah, man, Suge set it off, man. You know, Suge set it off. Hey, y'all ain't got no respect for Death Row. No one got no love for Death Row. And, you know, and Puffy got up there, said what he said. Boom, boom. And then, you know, shit escalated from there, man. But, all that shit is over with, man. You know, we want a whole big hip-hop family, man.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely. Because I love West Coast artists, you know. There's a lot of West Coast artists that I love, man. I'm, you know.
Yeah. That was the wackest beef ever. For real.
You know, the funny thing, it's not funny, but, you know, there was really nothing, because at the end of the day, you know, Big was killed for no reason. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't like Pac sent that hit. Pac was already gone. And it was somebody from the West Coast that killed Pac. It wasn't even like an East Coast person killed Pac. They just felt, hey, you know, Pac is gone. They got to take Big out. Like, that's how I took it, you know?
Yeah, shit is ugly, man. Word up, man. Rest in peace.
To both of them. Word, both of them. But, you know, we hit the Big today.
Frank White.
Hey, you know what, though, man? Hey, you know, Doing the Five, Big also had a lot of love for the West Coast as well. I mean, that just like you guys said, that whole shit was basically a misunderstanding between two individuals that got portrayed into a coastal battle. But Big always had love for the West, and this track here proved it, guys. He rapped over the Death Row joints, the Above the Law joints. I mean, he killed it here. So we just gonna let people know where
they made it East and West, but Pac originally from the East Coast. He from here in New York. Where Pac is from.
And Pac from the Bronx,
he's from New York. Yeah, he's from here in New York. It just so happened that they knew each other, and, you know.
I don't know if you hear that.
That's
same
how it ended.
Audio, how I'm hearing you guys talk. It's like a little static going on every time they talk. I don't know if I maybe it's just my phone.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing.
We're going to go ahead and go with the joints here. This is Big showing love to the West Coast. Let's go. Screwball Radio, we at it.
Live from the Matrix.
Big shout out to my man Mel Smith. To my man Don C. Shannon in the house. What's up, Michelle Dre, what's up, bro?
Nigga, mama screaming that, get a job, nigga. Flex to the limit, got to rob me a nigga. Simple and plain, my man scooped me in the hoofy. Whispered in his ear, this is what we got to do, G. Got to bang a nigga, and bang a nigga good. So I can cop a Benz and drive the fuck out the hood. Cause baby mama screaming, your daughter 12 months. Can't live life slinging rocks and smoking blunt. Hanging with the niggas don't pay the bill. And being broke is hard to give a nigga the chill. So what we got to do is creep and see a sweet pick. Yo, you see that shit?
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
Colombian, Dominican, yeah, whatever. Whoever he was, he had it added to the lever. 2 keys, 20 G's, nigga please. Blew his brains out, cause witness, don't. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
Bad boy in the house. Moving to the spot and all that.
All this paper, son.
Y'all need to know. Keep it real, son. PR in the house. Not seen. Super V, Kelly Green, represent to the
point. To gym, we had the plan made. I bought my wifey a crib and bought the mafia an arcade. Mad games, pool tables and candy. A little extra trick and loop be coming in handy. Check it, got on some 95 shit. Solar 5 bought the 6 Del Rock top the Lex, we was set. Nino had work all in the projects. Nigga slinging O's, he kept the profit. No one could stop it, we was living it up. All the sexy young bitches stressing, giving it up. Same bitches sucking dick, trying their best to throw me. Said the niggas I kill is out to kill me. Soon as she spoke on that note, I saw a trench coat. One had a Mac spitting, all I saw was gun smoke. The other had a shotty, I was shooting everybody. And I wasn't missing, had to get out this position. Niggas still hitting, feeling hot was in my back. Licked 6 shots, smoked the nigga with the Mac. The nigga with the shotty still busting, cussing, mighty goals and poutons. All I'm trying to do is shoot ya, 2 shots in the Ruger. Booyah, blew his ass out, then I passed out. On the road to the riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to the riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
And the stars are halfway in the house. For the 9-5.
All those things, tell motherfuckers, bring me some more food. Fuck that. Tell that motherfucker to go pick up 10,000 from Dez. Go take about like 20 G's from Tina. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door. I'm out of here, nigga. Be snoring all night. I can't sleep. Call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I die dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, I can see about a million. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, you're the mafia, spit clips all the time. Big Papa kicked the raw rhyme. Raw flows, and that's how it goes. On the road to riches and down the rings. The real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
Check it out. Notorious.
special.
Oh, no doubt, man. Shout out to Notorious, whole Junior Mafia, Bad Boy,
Frank White, Frank Word, White. Word.
Like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, man, he meant everything, man, to the whole Junior Mafia, man. You can tell, man, because, you know, Lil C, the whole Junior Mafia, man, Lil Kim, everybody went down when Dunn didn't, you know, Dunn went down, everybody went down, man.
Most definitely. Shout out the whole Junior Mafia that's still doing their thing out there, Lil C's, Lil Kim.
Yeah, they still
definitely
out there,
big, though.
They
definitely
still out there,
big.
Though, man. We love you, Big.
We always love Big Papa.
You already know, Dunny.
So, yeah, we about to take this out. It's been a fun build with you guys once again, so we're going to tune in next week. Same time, same channel.
Let's get it.
Big Leroy forever.
Welcome back. We're here on Bad Boy Television, and I'm Trevin Jones, and I've been conversing with the Mad Rapper. And quite frankly, he's very mad. We're going to try to find out why. So we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am. Please stand and state your name and where you're from.
Hi. My name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle. And I just don't understand. Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Like, what are you so mad about?
Yeah, you want to know why? Yo, first of all, you can't be asking me no question. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? You can't be asking me no question. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album. He making Wild Records. That Ready to Die shit, it was alright. You know what I'm saying? That shit was alright. It was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit. And they not recognizing. They not saying I recognize. And fuck is that? Who is you to be asking me questions?
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie.
This goes out.
Biggie.
This goes out to you, and you, and you,
Biggie,
you. This goes out to you. This goes out to
Biggie.
You. This goes out to you, and you, and you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and Rapadon. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast. So iron, was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clip for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady.
Tell him,
Frankie, baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Clean up before I squeeze them butts. It's the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie.
Oh, well, you're gonna do it. Do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set when I spark you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear you start to cry, ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You heard get stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing, I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them, cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you
you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4.
Uh-huh.
All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're brailing it. That's that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Toast steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight, fragile. My 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, 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 stupid.